Masechet Menachot Perek Tet, Mishnah Tet. We just finished talking about the laws of Semicha. Now we'll talk about the laws of Tenufa for this Mishnah. Tenufa is the waving of certain components of a korban of an individual's shelamim. We take the hazeh veshok, the breast and the thigh, and the imurin, the sacrificial parts that are burned on the mizbeach, and they're waved before the burning. The two lambs that are brought on Shavuot as a shelamim for the community are waved before the slaughter even happens, with the shtel lechem, the two loaves. After the lambs are slaughtered, the breast and the thigh are waved. Tinufa is also done on the loaves that are brought with the korban todah and the loaves that are brought with the korban of a nazir. The omer, the mincha of a sota, and a log of oil that is brought by a metzora also have tenufa. Mishnah says, "Homer v'semicha mibat tenufa." There's something with semicha is more stringent than with the tenufa. Ubat tenufa mibat semicha, and there are matters where we're more strict with tenufa than we are with semicha. Each one of them has a certain strictness that the other one does not have. She'ehad menif lekol ha'averim. Semicha is more stringent than tenufa. In terms of many people if they bring an offering together as one partnership, one owner could do the tenufa for everybody. But one owner cannot do semicha on the animal for all of the partners. Each one of them has to do it individually. And we have a stringency with tenufa where it's more stringent than semicha. Shatenufa noheget bekorbanot hayachid ubekorbanot hasibur, that tenufa applies to both individual korbanot and to communal korbanot, depending on what's brought. Behayim ubashihutin, it applies to live animals in certain instances and to slaughtered animals in certain instances. Bedavar sheesh bo ruach hayim ubedavar sheem bo ruach hayim, something that's considered to be a living matter, animals, and also something she'en bo ruach hayim, like loaves of bread that accompany the korban todah and the nazir, all depending on the situations. Ma she'en ken masmicha, which does not apply to semicha. Semicha is only done on individual korbanot, not communal offerings, and only done before shechita has happened, and it's never performed on non-living things, only on animals, as opposed to bread, where tirufa is done.